Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. On with the show. I sound like a ringmaster in the circus, don't I? So on with the show. Anyways, we have a great topic tonight. It's faith versus fantasy. How to determine when faith is our destiny versus fantasy becoming an obstacle to our abundant life or even our happiness. Oftentimes we say, well, is this really my faith or is this just, you know, no nonsense kind of, you know, having fun with something and all that. So, ladies, I have with me Stars Maya and Stars Dragon Spirit tonight, as usual. And go ahead, Stars Maya, and start off our discussion, and I'm going to go check the callers and the chat room.
Okay, great. Well, this is Stars Maya, and first of all, welcome to all of our listeners. We're so glad to have you this evening, and we want to welcome and acknowledge everyone in the chat room as well. And I'm excited about this. Well, I'm always excited. I'm just an excitable person, I guess. But I really like this topic. And as I've said before, to keep in mind that what you're hearing is, you know, some opinions or what we've learned, myself and Dragon Spirit, what we've come to learn, whether it be through our guides, education, experience, and how we define certain things. And in spirituality, one of the most wonderful things about it is there's really no right or wrong. There's just ways of looking at it, philosophies, if you will, ideologies. So we're going to be sharing ours with you, and our hope is that you find something that resonates within you and it possibly can help you to make shifts in your life. So what I'd like to do first is define a little bit for you what I've been taught and what I feel like, for example, faith. For me, faith is not necessarily about religion, although it can be. We can connect it with religion or with our religious beliefs, but I feel that faith is a spiritual term, and faith to me is the belief or the hope in something that we cannot necessarily see proof of or have proof of, but something within our hearts or our souls is believing in an occurrence or you could relate it to religion, like for God or goddess. Maybe we don't see them, but we believe in them. But when we stick with spirituality, for example, it could be having faith in a promotion, even though no one said to you, I'm going to get the promotion, or in love, faith comes. Is a very strong word and a very strong way of being energy when it comes to love and relationships. So faith is, to me, is defined by something that holds us onto something that we feel will occur in the future, even though there is not necessarily anything too specific or too strong to suggest that this thing that we have faith in is going to occur. Whereas fantasy is when faith becomes a way of everyday life and living. So the way that I would define fantasy is when we get caught up and we think it's faith, but instead of there not being anything like faith, there's not necessarily, it's not something we can feel, touch, or see. With fantasy, it's something that we're continuing on past the point of where there is reason to have faith. So an example would be, let's say that, just to give you examples so I'm making myself clear, let's say that you have faith that you're going to get a promotion, yet you've been there 5 years and this promotion that you have felt you were going to get has been given to five other people in that time, and there's been no indication, and let's say you even brought it up to your boss or management, and they've so much as told you, we really don't think you're the right material, what we're looking for. So that would be, to the analogy of what fantasy may be, or in relationships, if you're involved and you just feel strongly that you and someone are going to be together, but yet the person is refusing to return contact and they have been out of your life for an extended period of time and they have verbally, let's say, told you, but yet you still have faith. So there are times, there's always exceptions to every rule. So, and again, spirituality is very subjective to, you know, all different types of ideas and ways of looking at it. So I just wanted to give you a brief overview of how I see the two. And with that, let's move ahead and see what Stars Dragon Spirit has to say on the subject.
Thank you, Stars Maya. And first, thank you to everyone who has come for this show, because we do enjoy doing it so much. I very much resonate to this, as my entire life has been based on my spirituality. And first, I do need to say there is a big difference between religion and spirituality. When I was younger, I'm going to use myself as an example because I can only teach from my experiences. When I was younger, and by that I mean 6 years and younger, I was raised in a certain faith, a religious faith, and it never felt right. It just never, ever felt right. But yet, when I was outside of that building, when I was outside of that community, I had beliefs and a belief system that even though I could not see it and I couldn't touch it tangibly, I just had something in my gut that just knew that there was something there. There was something that drew me there. There is something that was very much showing me, hey, there's something else out there, and you may not be able to touch it, but it does exist. As a result, my younger years, of course, I was the eight ball. I didn't fit in with the religious scene anymore, and even my own family shunned me to a certain point when I was younger. They just said that I was crazy, but I wasn't crazy. Example, if I was out in nature, I would talk to my guides or talk to someone who was talking to me. It wasn't like an imaginary friend like we would think of, but it was definitely something I was hearing, because as I was following what I was being told, it was giving me proof that it existed. So for a lot of people, when they start out, you know, like you said, Stars Maya, you know, you have to determine between what's faith and what's fantasy. Fantasy would be, to me, somebody that says, okay, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to get that job promotion. I know I'm going to get it, and I don't have any doubt about it. And you do X, Y, and Z. Well, you don't have control over another person or anything per se. So when you sit there and you're so assured you're going to get it and you don't get it, well, that bursts your bubble. And the analogy that you drew with the relationship is also very good. If you start off with somebody and they let you know, right ahead time, this is how it's going to be, and you just totally ignore everything they say, and you're just going to keep doing this and that, and then all of a sudden they're gone one day, well, again, your bubble gets burst. So that's what I call a fantasy. When you truly have belief in something, when you truly feel that your heart, your gut is pulled to something, you may not be able to explain it. You may not be able to see it. You may not be able to touch it. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. So if you have belief in something, you automatically have faith for it. Because of my experience, if you have faith, it's the belief that gets you there. So, you know, a lot of people, they start out on their paths and they're all excited and everything, and I say go with that energy. But for me, when I did that, in some points in time, I always got confirmation, some type of sign that says, yeah, this is what I heard. This is what I saw. It's coming true. Now, if I kept doing that and I wasn't getting any confirmation, then for me, myself, then that would have been a fantasy. that's all I have to say right now, Stars Maya.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that I think that makes a lot of sense. I agree with that. And I think faith is, when we talk spirituality and religion are two very, very separate. I agree with that. And we're looking at the spiritual aspects of things. So I agree. Now, I think it's tricky for people, especially in today's times, because if you look at, I know I'm in the U.S., so of course I resonate more with what's going on in the U.S. because it's the country I reside in. But if you look at things globally, the weather patterns, the economic hardships, all the different things, there's a lot of external forces that are making it harder and harder, I feel, for people to exist without faith. So one thing that I do feel is that faith is absolutely, I mean, it's like food. Faith is what nourishes our soul. So it's important to have faith because I do believe that faith in something that has not yet occurred that we want, as you were saying, Stars, Dragon, Spirit, that's food for the soul, and that can manifest into something happening. So I feel like it's difficult, too, for us as humans to understand or draw the line, you know, well, I have faith. Why do I have this feeling in my heart? Why do I have this feeling in my spirit? I get that a lot where people will come and say, you know, why do I feel so connected? Or why do I feel like this is supposed to be if it's not? And so I believe that these topics are a little bit in sync with last week's topics. And so what my retort would be, and what I would ask clients and myself, of course, too, I'm a human being. I have feet. I don't have wings. I walk the ground and encounter difficulties and challenges just like everyone else, is to start asking yourself, if the faith is keeping you going in general, then I feel that faith is a good thing, regardless of what it's based in, whether it's job, person. I do feel that faith can be related to religion, but it doesn't necessarily have to be, and it's not, you know, that's not where it stems from. It stems from ourselves as well. So, you know, one thing to ask yourself if you're questioning a situation, whether it's job or love or even moving, we have a lot of people in the U.S. right now that are struggling with their homes and trying to hold on. So when do they draw the line? When is it just fantasy that they can keep this home versus true faith, something is telling them? And Stars, Dragon, Spirit mentioned signs and validations, and I think that's an excellent point. There should be something more than just what we feel inside. And if you're able to have that faith and still live in the now, which is what I call a state of grace, then to me, I would say to that client that you're on the right track. We can't always go, when we're dealing with spirituality, we're dealing with faith, we can't always go on what seems logical, because I have seen couples that if you looked at that from a personal view or you looked at it from a logical view, you would say, well, this is never going to happen. But if you read the energy, which is what most of the experts on Stars do in some way or form, they're connecting with your energy, all of a sudden it's seen in a different light, and faith, it becomes so important because there is an outcome there and there is a reason why your heart is holding on to faith. But one thing that I would suggest, if you're weighing out and you're saying to myself, okay, am I fantasizing about this, something that's never going to happen, or am I being faithful and am I having faith because something, whatever is telling me that this is going to happen, is if you're still able to live in the now, you're still able to embrace and find joy in your life, and faith doesn't become, and I've said this before in different aspects, when faith and hope become the only way that we can cope with our life is to imagine the future and we are unable to live in the now, then that to me is a warning sign that perhaps you have crossed that line over into fantasy. So that's one thing to think about. So what would you want to add to that, Stars, Dragon, Spirit?
Most definitely. I agree with that 100%. Say, for instance, if somebody goes and sees a house, a young couple goes to see a house, and they know it's beyond their means. If you haven't really been drawn to it, something that is plausible, so to speak, okay, because I'm a firm believer in taking a leap of faith. I've always followed what I have felt, even though I had others, you know, that would ridicule me or say that I was crazy or and so forth and so on. I've had that my whole life. But if a couple goes and looks at a house that they know is going to be way out of their means, but they say, okay, and I'm using this term loosely, everyone, no, God will take care of us, and we're going to go ahead and stick ourselves out there, and we're going to go for it. Well, you know, too many times people will go into something like that, and then it falls through. And then the first thing they do, they blame everything and anything around them. And instead of just saying, hey, you know, we knew going in that we weren't going to be able to make this, but, you know, we had the faith that we were going to be pulled through it. As you said, you must also be able to live in the now. You're here in a physical body for a reason. And even though you're in a physical body, you have other senses. You have belief systems, you know, and to go by that is what this is all about. Spirituality is having faith in something bigger than yourself or having something outside of what you can touch and believing in that and following through with it. But at the same time, you cannot totally take yourself out of the now, because then, you know, you're not living the experience. You're not trusting in what you are feeling or what you're believing. Too many times I have seen others, you know, and this, again, an example. I had one young woman that had come to me many years ago, and she was coming to me for a regression. Well, I introduced myself, and she came to my healing center, and then, you know, we got to talking, and she says, well, I do regressions too. I said, really? And she said, but I don't let anybody know that I do regressions. And I said, well, why is that? She says, because I'm afraid somebody is going to do something to me because, you know, they think I'm weird because I do regressions. And I says, why would that be weird? If you were drawn to do that and you have actually done regressions and they have gone well for you and the client, then to me that would be a sign. And she looked at me and she says, you put everything out there. You're not afraid. I said, well, no, why would I be afraid? I have a strong belief system. I have faith in things outside of myself. You know, she says, well, somebody will come burn a cross on your lawn. No, that's other people's illusions, fantasies, and so forth. But if you're truly a regressionist and you went through the stages of learning it and going by faith, knowing that you are going to do that and the belief in what you are doing, then to me, that is a plausible reason. That is a plausible thing that you are given to do in the now that is going to make your life experience, your human experience, your bodily experience, walk on your spiritual path, give you that freedom, you know, to say, yeah, this is something that is a faith. It's not an illusion. And you know, a lot of people knock themselves at times because they are drawn to do these things and they don't follow through with them because other people tell them that they're crazy or whatever. And I, again, am a firm believer. If you have faith in what you are doing and you have faith that something is really guiding you to do it, then do it. It's not the illusion. But there and again, don't go buy the house that you know that you cannot afford. Because to me, for me personally, that is the fantasy. If I can't afford it right now, and this is the means that I'm given to work with in the physical body for right now, in the present moment, then that's what I go by. I am definitely not going to go for the illusion and say, well, I'm going to go buy a condo on Miami Beach, even though I'll never get it paid for. Maya?
Yes, yes. I think that definitely makes sense. And absolutely, I agree that we should follow our true paths. And I often teach my clients that many times when we are following our true path, like you shared with us how you were brought up and that you were ostracized a little bit because you were following your true path, very often, other than what we may have as far as beliefs in a creator, source, God, goddess, whatever, aside from that connection, many times when we do walk our true path, we do walk alone. We will find that our friends and family, perhaps not everyone, but a lot of people will not understand that. And so we should never be defined by another person or seek validation, because it's not always going to be forthcoming. And it really and I wanted to bring something else up about faith that I often ask my clients to think about, and I'm going to ask the listeners to think about. Again, if you are contemplating a situation, whether it's love, it's a move, it's selling, I know we have a lot of people facing foreclosures, and they're making very difficult decisions whether or not they can hold on to the house. I ask one thing that I feel is important when you're balancing that, is this faith or is this fantasy? Is this becoming an obstacle for me, or is this helping me to rise above and reach my potential? Is can the faith that you have, if you have a specific faith, can that faith be redirected? So an example of that would be, let's say that you, let's use career for an analogy or an example, and let's say that you had this faith that your job situation is going to get better, and it's gotten to the point where that's all you have. Your job situation is remaining unchanged. You're unhappy, but you keep having faith. Maybe you use whatever. You light candles. You do meditation. Whatever it is that, you know, each of you do to help manifest an outcome, if that faith can be redirected, and you can take that faith to say, I have faith in myself, first and foremost, and I have faith in whatever my belief system is. And if you can redirect it to, I have faith and I am now going to manifest that I am shown the opportunity or the path to a job in which I can feel good, that meets my financial needs and also meets my personal growth needs, my intrinsic satisfaction. Whenever we can redirect faith to a state of being or to a better place without being so specific, like you mentioned, a home, I think that's a great way of putting it. So instead of saying, well, it has to be this home in Beverly Hills that we could never afford, if you can change that faith to, I have faith that the right home is going to come along and I'm going to stay in that faith, I'm going to keep that faith alive, I'm going to adhere to that faith, and I'm going to be true to my faith. And we always have to start, whenever we have faith in anything, whether it's a change, a relationship, a job, again, homes, more money, whatever our needs are, first and foremost, we always have to have faith in ourselves that whatever the situation comes, whatever lessons may come or whatever obstacles may come before us, we have faith in ourselves that we can get by. That's kind of the definition of faith, is believing not only in this specific outcome that we are hopeful for, but that we have faith that even if that does not occur, that we are somehow going to be okay and something better is going to come along. So I really believe that that's a good way of evaluating your situation to the listeners and your, whatever it is, faith and hope, I feel, are pretty much the same and very interchangeable. I'm not sure about you, Stars, Dragon, Spirit, if you see faith and hope as being pretty much the same. I see them as being very similar and interchangeable. So that's another guideline, if you will, that I would throw out there to listeners to ask themselves that. If that can be redirected to still your potential. So, and what do you feel on that, on redirecting that faith to encompass something a little bit different, Stars, Dragon, Spirit.
Oh, no, I agree with that 100%. Matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up, Stars, Maya, because I was thinking about saying something the last little bit. I am a firm believer in that. When I want to improve myself, or I know that I'm going to go through a growing change. Like you said, the job analogy was very good. If you're unhappy in your job, you don't like your job, and you're feeling like you're in that rut, well, it's time for a change. I'm going to, as you said, meditate or however it is, you know, that I connect, and I'm going to ask that the powers that be, the universe, God, goddesses, my master guides, whomever, I'm going to ask to assist me. And I always add that I will accept whatever gifts come in whatever form. I never sit there and put an exact claim to it that it has to be again, I'm going to use the house analogy because we started that, a three-bedroom, two-bath. If the spirit guides and the universe says, okay, this is what we're going to give you for right now because we see where your path is going and this is going to be your next step. So if they say, well, you're going to get a one-bedroom and it's not going to be in a real fancy neighborhood, but it's going to be a step up from where you are and it's going to be the next level. So you're going to be happy because you're getting out of the rut, okay? Your job may change as soon as you follow the first lead, and everything's going to take on a different flow and stuff. But, yes, hope I believe, is something that every spirit, every soul has. If you don't have hope, I find it hard for someone to find happiness. Hope is what drives you. Hope is what says these are the possibilities. This is what gets your energy moving, and you're going to have faith that somebody is listening and that what energy that you're putting out to it, you're doing the footwork and everything is going to be heard, it's going to be seen. So whatever it is that you need or you ask for is going to be presented. But as you said, Stars Maya, that it may not come the exact thing that you want, but it will be better than what you're doing now. All of this goes in steps. You know, very few people I have ever met in my entire life, and I've traveled the world over, have I seen jump from, you know, point A all the way to point Z. There would be no reason for you to be going through these learning processes and these experiences and stuff. And as you said, too, you know, once again, when you reach a certain plateau, you're going to get in a rut. Make sure, you know, you follow your heart, you follow your gut, you hope that something is going to come to you that's going to change your life around or at least make you feel better, that you're listening and that you're doing. And then it's kind of like a little present that's given to you. So, you know, you accept it, you go to it, and then who knows what happens after that. But always have the hope in your heart that you know, there's something bigger than yourself, that you are going to listen, that you are being listened to. I think that also is a dividing line for the fantasy thing, you know. It's real easy to fall into fantasy, and it's real easy for people to listen to other people. Don't go by what someone else is telling you. By all means, listen, but it does not mean that every single word is going to be what your actions need to follow. Always go by your inner guidance. As long as you go by inner guidance, you're going by faith. If you're going to go by everything else that's being advertised to you, well, then you're going to cross in, you know, to the illusion, into fantasy. And also, like Stars Maya said, there is enough diversity, you know, it's stars, to where there are people who have these different areas, you know, that they receive energy, that they're able to read your energy and to come up on these things and discuss them with you. People of like mind are going to give you more of a sound resonance within your body. I'm a firm believer in that as well. Some people, you know, say, no, I'm not going to listen to that, and that's not going to happen. Well, you had enough faith when you came and asked them, then at least have enough faith to sit there and listen because there might be something that you're going to hear that's going to say, oh, there's my warning sign. Oh, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. Stars Maya?
Right. I would agree with that. Yes, yes. I would definitely agree. And I feel another thing to consider, too, to our listeners, is that, you know, we all have trials and tribulations. And so even when we're of faith and we have hope, you know, and faith is, I feel they can be interchanged. But then again, hope is the idea and faith is what keeps that idea going. And both of those are essential to our spirituality, and which we are spiritual beings in human bodies. But the other thing to think about is just your general and overall happiness. When we have faith, and it's a healthy faith, and we have hope, and it's a healthy hope, and it's put in a, you know, we're getting something is showing us, whether that's the universe, signs, or something is showing us that this is the correct path, again, regardless of whether that's a job, a home, or a relationship. For the most part, we should generally be, like we talked about, living in the now, but we should also feel happy. Another way I feel clients can recognize when it goes to fantasy or illusions is when you feel like you have the faith, oh, I know that this is going to work out, or I know that this is going to change, I know that this is going to get better, yet day in and day out you find yourself unhappy, miserable, and you start disconnecting from people around you, and you start staying at home. And obviously, you know, faith, I don't think the human soul can survive without faith and hope, but we also have to be realistic as well. And so to channel that and manifest some of that, we also have to take action. So there's always that, you know, the intention is what comes first, faith, and then the intention on that faith. And then there's certain actions. Now, by that, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about, of course, stalking someone and saying, well, I'm taking action, because that's, you know, that's unwanted, or attention. And I'm sure our listeners can, that was just kind of a joke. But that's another thing to look at, is the level of happiness and the level of peace and harmony. Usually when our faith, regarding the future, or even if we do have a specific thing that we have faith or hope about, even if it tends to be very specific about a person or about a promotion or about a home, if we have that faith, but yet we're, again, I refer to that as being in a state of grace, but we have happiness and we're still doing it, interacting with other people, and we're still going about our life and we're feeling pretty good about ourselves. For the most part, I'm not suggesting we all are going to have our doubts. I do feel even the most person, even that has a tremendous amount of faith in whatever it is that they have faith about, is still going to be challenged here and there and find themselves against a brick wall. That's very normal. But
yes.
If that becomes the norm for you, where that's your constant state of being and your constant state of energy is anxiety, you know, depression, sadness, melancholy, disconnecting, not wanting to be around anyone because this one specific idea that you have, faith, or outcome that you have is not, you're not seeing any signs of that happening, then I do believe that you probably are bordering or heading into fantasy or illusion, and it's time to reevaluate. And you can always, like I said, I'm a strong believer in that faith and hope together, interchangeable. They both are a little bit different, but they can always be redirected in such a way that the universe, again, whatever your beliefs are, you know, there is something bigger than us, whatever we decide to recognize or call it or define it. We all are all interconnected, and therefore energy is everywhere, and we transmit that to the universe. So that's another thing. Be aware of the energy that you're transmitting. And with that, let's check with StarsCast and see where we are with calls.
Hi there, ladies. Well, we've got some callers, yes. So you might want to think about tying up the ends here, and we'll take the callers. We have We have several, so you can still chat just a tiny bit, and I will keep you ladies posted if it gets too busy.
Okay, thank you, Stars Cast. Okay, so Stars Dragon Spirit, go ahead with your last thoughts or your final thoughts are on what you'd like to share.
I definitely like the point about everyone is going to go through their trials. Everyone's going to go through their frustrations. That is normal. That's part of being a human. But again, you have to measure some things by your level of happiness. You know, you can be going through a learning period, and you can be happy that you're going through that learning period, because once you get past it, then all you feel is the happiness. Most definitely, you're going to have all of the facets that you're going to go through, just like everyday people, you know, living their lives. And I used to always have this saying that I used to tell everybody is to don't fear death, but rather fear the unlived life. I myself have always been the type, you know, when I'm going through something or I know there's something there that needs to be worked on, I always go in head first. And a lot of people look at me and say, you've got to be crazy. But the point is, I've been there enough to know when I got to the other side, how happy I was, how joyful I was, how free I felt. So, yes, you do need to measure some things or a lot of things by your level of happiness. If you're not happy, that means that something's out of whack. So listen to yourself, you know, first and foremost, listen to yourself. And my belief systems through my whole life have been challenged, and that's going to happen. People's, you know, that's how you mold yourself into who you are right now. By things that you've gone through and by your belief systems in things being challenged and being tested. So they're going to change. But you're always going to also have that constant bottom line of faith, of hope, of belief. And that's what you're going to feel. That's what you're going to sense. So, again, you know, it's very easy to fall into the fantasy side of things. But if you stay true to yourself, you stay true to what you have faith in, then 9 times out of 10, you're going to do fine. You're going to do great. Just go by those feelings. And don't tell anyone that you shouldn't believe in something, you know, that you shouldn't have faith in something, because they're walking their path. They have to live in their skin, and you have to live in yours. So, you know, again, be happy. And if you get down, if something like that happens or if you feel yourself getting in a rut, that's part of the learning process. And if you recognize it, then go through whatever it is just to lighten yourself up, because you're going to feel great when you get to the other side. And that's about it, Stars Maya.
Okay, thank you. That was great. I agree with that. And I'm just going to add just a little bit that, you know, faith is a wonderful thing to have, and I agree that we should be true to ourselves and that we should not cater to other people's ideas or opinions on what we should or should not have faith in. And simply be, you know, having faith in a particular outcome, a specific outcome, just because you might have times or days that you challenge that or you question that or you feel doubtful or uncertain, that does not necessarily mean that your faith is misplaced or your hope is misplaced or that you are in fantasy land, because we are always, our faith is always being challenged. So what I just wouldn't want people to think, and I don't lead my life that way either, that if I have a doubt about something, I automatically say, well, forget it. No more faith in that. That's not going to happen. But you have to look at the bigger picture, and you have to weigh your life and how you're living and how you're feeling overall. And, I mean, it's kind of a percentage if you want to look at it that way. If for the most part your faith in something that you desire generally feels good and generally makes you happy, And again, everything else in your life is doing well. You're connected. If it's about love and you're doing well at work and you have a good social life, all those things that are important, you're connected with other people, you feel pretty good, you feel happy, then having moments of doubt and uncertainty is just part of the lesson and part of learning what faith is, because that is kind of the definition of faith. So there's nothing wrong with that. That is human to be that way. But when you find that by trying to keep the faith or keep the hope or keep the belief, again, of a certain outcome, something very specific, and you're finding that it's turning your life upside down and it's creating chaos and that you're losing relationships or your ability to feel happiness and joy and be in balance within yourself is being disrupted, then that's when your guides or angels or universe, whatever term you want to use, that's when it's time to wake up and reevaluate your situation. And always remember, my belief is this, that faith can always be, just like energy cannot be created or destroyed, it can only be shifted and changed. I believe that to be true with faith. Faith is always, can always be present in our life, and I believe for our spiritual beings, it's essential. And so we don't give up that faith. We just shift it onto something bigger or better, or we broaden that faith to something else. And for all of our listeners, I wish you a wonderful faith and that the outcomes that you desire are yours. And with that, let's check in with StarsCast. I think we're probably ready to take some calls.
Yes, we are, and I have more callers here, so let's get started. Maya, starts Maya, I have the first one. Her name is Rose Marie. Let me connect you. Hi, Rose Maria. You're on the air live with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask your one question.
Hi, how are you? About a relocation. Whatever can pick up on that, if I'm getting the house I'm thinking of.
I'm sorry, I didn't, I'm not sure about the connection, Rose Marie. I did not catch what you said.
Relocation with the house that I'm thinking of and talking about, so, with the landlord or owner.
Okay, so you're asking me if you are going to relocate?
With the house I'm thinking of.
If you're going to relocate, you have a particular place in mind and you're wanting to know if this is going to work out and you're going to be able to relocate.
Right.
Okay. Yes, I do feel that you are. I feel that you are going to be able to manage this. I feel like there's been possibly a couple of obstacles, and I feel like there may be one more obstacle, but if you stay, this is a very good, actually, a very good chance to show where faith is really important in this situation. So keep the faith and work through whatever obstacle comes up, and I appreciate your call, Rosemarie, but yeah, I do see that your desire is going to come to fruition. I do feel that you are going to relocate, and I wish you the very best. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go on to Pam, Stars Dragon Spirit. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay.
Hi.
Pam? Hello, Pam.
Hello, Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Hello.
You're
live
on the air with Stars Dragon Spirit.
Wasn't unmuted. I
go ahead. You're live. Go ahead. Ask your question.
Okay. Yes, my question is I'm trying to sell my home, and a legal issue is pending right now. I want to see if the outcome is going to be in my favor, and I'll be able to go ahead and sell my home and make a profit.
Okay. First, I must ask, you've been trying to sell it for quite some time now?
Only since October, and I've just recently lowered the price. And I may lower it again.
Okay, and the legal issue was brought up by the other party, correct?
The legal issue came from a dispute with a HOA.
Okay. What I see is that it's going to be drawn out a little bit longer. It's not going to come as fast as you would like, but it's going to come. There's going to be one or two other...
What the paperwork said, there was a deadline about 15 days.
Okay. Yep, that's about right. Unless they bring up one other point, I'm saying one other thing in the background that might be brought up. Again, you're definitely going to sell it. I would not consider dropping much lower than what you've already, you know, gone.
No, I won't pay what I owe my debt. Yeah.
Excuse me, could you repeat that?
I have to pay back. So,
well, I understand that, but to drop it severely.
Oh, I don't want to drop it too low, no.
No, that's going to end up putting you in a deficit.
Right, I don't want to.
So it's going to go. Mm-hmm. Again, there's going to be one other issue that the other party is going to bring up, but after that, I see that it's going to be sold.
Will they try to, like, pull the rug out from underneath me, or will they agree with legal counsel? I just have some
Now. I'm going to try to make it short here, but yeah, they're going to bring it up to you. It's not going to go through a legality. It's going to be something that they're bring up to you personally. It's going to be settled to where it doesn't have to be handled by a lawyer. And, again, it's going to be sold. So relax insofar as that, okay?
So I can pay them back, or they, in other words, they're not going to force the issue and force me out.
Okay, love. I already gave you the answer. You're going to sell it. They're going to bring up one issue with you that's going to be on a personal basis. It's not going to go through legal, but you're definitely going to sell it, and you're not going to have to take a loss, okay?
All right. I do appreciate that. I'm a little bit upset today, so I appreciate it.
Okay, that's fine. I thank you very much for coming and calling in.
Yes, thanks so much, ladies.
Thanks so much, ladies.
Okay, Stars Maya, are you ready for our next caller?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay, Joe, you've got Stars Maya live on the air. Go ahead and ask her your one question.
Great. Hi. Do you see things turning around for the better in finding work?
Okay, and your first name is Joe?
Yes.
Okay, Joe. You had a rough time, but actually this month is going to, I'm seeing a lot of new opportunities, and so I do see things turning around work-wise for you. It's really important that you release the past where it hasn't gone as you had hoped. Release that so that if you do put in an application or a resume, you want to do it. I would do everything over and start new with very positive energy, very positive thinking. You know, we spoke about faith, and this is a great chance for you to have faith, because I do feel by the end of this month you will have even, it feels to me, more than one opportunity. So you will have some choice in the matter. But, yes, definitely improvement. This is a great month. Lots of doors opening, and it's going to affect the rest of your life, and so it's going to bring some other good opportunities for you as well. So I wish you the very best, Joe. Good luck, and I'm glad that I had good news for you. Thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Come back and see us, and please go to the site and get your 5 free minutes while it is still there. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Stars Dragon Spirit, we have Stars Christiana on the line right now. I'm going to go retrieve her. Okay, Stars Christiana, you are talking with Stars Dragon Spirit live on the air. Go ahead and ask your one question.
Yeah, my question is about this lady that I'm interested in. I'm wondering if I am going to see her in person sometime this spring.
In the spring?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Okay. Christiana, first, you are very new to this person, correct? You haven't known each other too long?
No, I've known her for a while.
On this level, and so far as having a relationship on a one-to-one?
No.
Oh, okay, thank you. That's what I needed to know. I see that it's going to take place. I also see that it's going to work out very well. As a word to you, once you cross a certain line, there's no going back.
Oh, that sounds kind of scary.
No. That's a good thing in a way, which means you're going to take the relationship's going to go to another level. You're going to be happy with this. I do see you being happy with this. I also sense that there's been a lot of thinking about it. I also know that there has been, on some levels, a hesitation, not on your part, but on the other part. But I
and
see
a
that
lot
being,
of crying on my end.
Okay.
Especially today.
You're going to get over the hump. You're going to be fine, hon. It's going to come through, and it's going to take time, and it's not going to take a long time, but it's going to take time. It's going to have the ending that you're wanting, but there's going to be a time frame and a space in between, okay? And, again, all of the thinking and everything is going to ease up because it's not going to be so much of a doubt. It's not going to be so much of a gray area for you. It's going to become more of a knowing between you and the other party.
Okay. And what is your name again?
Stars Dragon Spirit.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So just make sure that you breathe, okay, and allow it to come naturally. In other words, don't push it too fast. Don't try to take it out of sync. Take it as it comes because it's definitely going to happen.
Really?
You're very, very welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Stars Christiana. You know, you can get your 5 free minutes over at the site at www.starswithaz.psychics.com. I'll have it on there for a while. I don't know how much longer. And we've got a lot of good things coming, scheduled readings, advertising for phone readings. We're going to have the whole ball of wax. And do go there. And you just fill out a little tiny survey, like how you like the looks of the site, simple stuff, yes and no. And you get a code sent to you, and for everybody listening, too, you get a code sent to you, you put it in your account, and you get your 5 free minutes. And it's really simple.
I haven't been able to figure out how to chat with people. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing.
Well, you have to have minutes in your account first when you go to start.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you go there, click on the button that says 5 free minutes. It'll open a page, and it'll say first-time clients, you know, those with accounts, it doesn't matter. You can still do it one time only, but you are able to get your 5 free minutes. Go to the site and create your account and use your 5 minutes whenever you wish. I believe, though, now Tony has it set for a week. You have to use it within a week.
Okay,
and this is a way to get to chat with any advisor, even the Stars Maya, Stars Dragon Spirit. You can talk with them. I have a bunch of people right now in the chat. All there, you know, all available. I have lots of awesome readers that I've interviewed myself personally, and I'm really very happy and very pleased. The site's doing very well. So be a part of that. Get your 5 free minutes before it goes away and I take it off, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Have a great evening.
You too.
Okay, ladies, that was totally awesome. We do have, about 6 minutes left before the show does end, and I guess I should take the time to thank those who are in my room right now. I have Stars Aeneas, I have Stars Joshua, Stars Psychic Priestess Candy, Stars Judy Noah, and Stars Tia tonight. Stars Kelly Cares was in there as well. And I want to thank them for coming in. It's always really, really nice to have stars all around you. It makes, as the owner, it makes me very, very happy. And so, ladies, I do want to thank you before, and I'm certainly not going to forget to thank you, but I would like to thank Stars Maya and Stars Dragon Spirit for their wonderful topic discussion. I have, ladies, do you know what we're going to talk about next week yet?
I've been mulling around a few ideas, nothing definite yet.
What about you, Stars Maya? I think Stars Maya had something too. So you'll have to email me with your thoughts, and we'll get that set up. And Stars Maya, do you have any ideas for next week?
I did actually. I had some ideas about maybe some tips on the beginnings of a relationship. This could be for males or females. Some kind of do's and don'ts from the spiritual perspective, and the energy that we send out, how that can attract or it can turn off another person, and how we can work with our energy so that we can make it a little bit more appealing and perhaps attract that right person into our life. So that was kind of my idea.
Stars Maya, I'm sorry to cut you off, but Natalie, Stars Cast, this probably will be our topic because that is exactly one of the things that I was thinking of insofar as relationships and the energy that you put out. This is the type of energy that you attract and so forth and so on.
Great.
Awesome.
Great.
Great minds think alike, GMTA, you know, great minds think alike, and that's really awesome. And Christiana
is still
listening. She's still listening. I'm sure she's enjoying this, gathering more information, and those who are in the chat right now. And we have, like, about 3 minutes left. Anything else you ladies would like to say?
I would just like to say it's been such a joy to be able to do this every Monday night. I think it's great because we get to share perspectives and ideas, and Stars Maya has one end of the spectrum, and I have it, and you have it yourself, Stars Cast, and I just think it's a good thing. I'm hoping that, you know, people, when they come, are taking some of it, and they're able to benefit from it and actually put it into motion in their practical everyday lives.
I'm very lucky because I have access to all of you. So, you know, I mean, it's like a no-brainer for me. But, I think we find, and I'm telling you, the potential clients out there that you find, an advisor that you really resonate with, and sometimes that you try somebody different and you're unhappy. You know, truly, once an advisor gets to know you and they know what's going on, they can really advise you, quote unquote, in the right way. You don't have to start all over again. You don't have to waste time. And I think, I don't know about the two of you, but I think you probably mostly remember the clients that you've had before when they come back, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. The energy signature is very definite, and it's like you said, it's just going back into the flow in a continuation. Stars Maya?
Oh, yes. I remember. I always ask everyone to retype their name for me because that just helps me reconnect. But and that's also because there are some screen names that are alike. I can usually differentiate the energy, but, yes, once we've said hello, yeah, definitely everyone has their specific energy, and I recall their situation, and I think most experts are the same. They do. So, yes, I think even sometimes, too, you know, you can resonate with, and they can give you, since we all work differently, we can each give you a little bit of what we're getting. And the only thing that I was going to say is I think this is a great topic, and I enjoy, I love doing the show. And also to those that are struggling, you know, we love the calls, of course. That's what the show is about, is discussing the topics and taking the calls. But to those that are really in the midst of some really challenging situations, you know, there's nothing better than Stars. Stars is beautiful. It's a beautiful sight, wonderful experts, and, of course, Natalie is the best. We all know that. So really, it really will help you to make a purchase and spend, you know, 15, 20 minutes at least and getting some spiritual guidance. You would be surprised at what an immense help that can be and what a relief oftentimes that you can feel and the redirection. So I really encourage people, especially, again, with these times that we're having, there's just so much going on that this could not be a better time
to get a reading and take advantage and find out what your potential is. So that would
well
be about
spoken.
All I would
say. Yes. Yeah, exactly. And they can go check the blog. Both you, Stars Maya and Stars Dragon Spirit, both contribute to that. I have a lot going on there. You can also check out mysticlivingtoday.com, where everybody writes. I mean, it's a huge issue this time. I've been doing that since 1999. And, you know, all of it blends together, all of it. The magazine goes off to Stars, and it's just a beautiful thing. I'm very, very proud. I sit here every Monday night, and I think I glow. I really do, because I'm so thrilled with what I have. I'm surrounded by, and I am surrounded by the very best in the world. And like you said, Stars Maya, there isn't a better site than Stars, even though I'm the owner. I've been doing this many, many years, and Dragon Spirit knows that also.
Yeah.
Maya, you know, it doesn't come better on Stars. I mean, there isn't anything better than Stars. Good rates. You really, the most you're going to pay for 30 minutes is $45, and that works up to be $1.50 a minute. That's really, really awesome. So with that, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody, and thank you so much, ladies, again. And thank you, Christiana. I know you're listening and absorbing all of this. Thank you for sticking around, and those of you in the chat. I'm so pleased that everybody came. But it's time to end the show, and we will be back next week, same time, same station, and we hope to see everybody again. And I love you guys very, very much. Stars Maya and Stars Dragon Spirit and those in my room. Thank you.
Love
Have a great evening.
Love you
Bye-bye.
Too.
Bye.
Bye.